here's the birds. Because it's time for the Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by Jewel Gardens in Skagway in loving memory of Charlotte Jewel and her vision for the gardens as a community space for peace, inspiration, and education. And we have Melissa.
Good morning.
And Kate.
Good morning.
All right. What's going on in this icy world today?
Yeah, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
You're all decked out in your red. Loving it.
We're all ready to rock and roll. So for those of you that are in a panic because you just realized it's Valentine's Day and you need to get a gift for somebody that you love,
for the
gardeners in your life, there are lots of good ideas that are available here locally. Mm-hmm. Go look for some nice planters, for some gift certificates, for seeds, for gloves, for tools, for flower bulbs, for all those kinds of things. So, you know, get out there and there's an excuse for, you know, a quick run to the store. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk today a little bit more about what needs to be done this time of year and getting seeds going and all that kind of thing. First of all, Kate, you and Mardell did a really good program 2 weeks ago, January 31st, on seed starting. And anybody that wants more information, go to khns.org, Garden Conversation, and look at the January 31st show for good ideas. There's a whole lot that's there. But I know as I was listening to it, I know you ran out of time. In fact, I think you ran over about 5 minutes.
I was bad. You know, it's so hard for me to keep track of the time because I'm listening to the conversation.
No, we're just having a good time.
I know, right?
Yeah. But there were a few things that you didn't have time to cover on ordering seeds. So for those of you that think it's really important, as you're going through your seed catalogs, look for organic designation or non-GMO designations. Those are usually indicated in the catalogs. If it says OP, that means open pollinated, and that if you want to do seed saving, that's what you want to have for that would be an OP, an open pollinated.
Yeah, I heard an interesting conversation with our local seed savers about that.
Leah was talking about that. Yeah, so that's important because otherwise you get hybrids and hybrids won't breed true. So you just never know what you're going to get.
Okay.
Also look for pollination needs. For some things you have to have a cross pollinator and for others they're self pollinating. That's particularly important with cucumbers.
Tomatoes, there's a lot of things you need to watch that for. Because I've had people tell me how, I didn't get much of a crop of cucumbers this last year. I don't know what the problem was.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a variety. They'll pollinate itself, which is fine if you know it. But it means you're going to go out there with your paintbrush at least every other day.
And a little tiny paintbrush.
Yeah, and just brush each of the flowers. And it's not a big deal. But if you don't know, you are not going to get any cucumbers.
Yeah.
And so either make sure you're getting a variety that'll pollinate itself or buy a paintbrush.
Yeah, a little tiny artist paintbrush. So
so
it's much easier to find some that will self-pollinate, and cucumbers is a big one there. Mm-hmm. Also, look at the catalogs for what the sun needs are, whether it says full sun, partial sun. Full sun can be problematic here, just depending on
the
year.
It really can be. Yeah.
Now you're south facing and have a pretty ideal setup.
I have a lot of sun. I have about as much sun as anybody has here.
Uh-huh.
And even then, I can plant things that are supposedly partial shade or even shade lovers in the sun here because, as we know, there's a lot of summers we just don't have that much sun, that it's okay.
Yeah, okay. So avoiding full sun varieties is generally a good idea. And then storage. For some things like carrots and onions and cabbage and some of those, it will stay on the variety description that it's a good storage variety. Mm-hmm. So that's
so
something.
Depending what your plans are. But I know I'm still living off of carrots from last summer and onions.
And my potatoes and
potatoes,
squash.
Potatoes, yeah.
Yeah.
I have some carrots left, but they're getting hairy.
Yeah, I have my carrots now are in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. That's where mine are.
Yeah, and they're generally doing pretty well.
Yeah, they're holding pretty well, but I know different varieties will hold better than others. And so you do want to look at that when you're picking a variety.
Yeah, and then if you plant different ones in your garden, make a note on your garden map as to where the storage carrots are so that you're trying to store the storage carrots and use up the ones that don't store fast.
Okay. Or I had two different storage varieties, and I've been doing a test this year and seeing which ones actually store better, which can get me till springtime when I can start getting new carrots.
There you go.
See if I can do it.
You're so organized. I just love this. And when you say these things, I'm like, oh, that's such a good idea. I'll have to. And then I don't do it.
Well, that's one of the things we're going to talk about today is experiments.
Yes. Which kind of gets us to the next thing, which is keeping records of what you order and who you ordered it from, what company, and then how it did for you. Mm-hmm. So that as time goes by, you really can develop something that's that's very useful for you specifically.
Good idea, but my mind is saying records, schmeckards.
Well, the easiest way to do it, I find, is I just save all my receipts and just put them in a folder. Because right there, you have the name of the company and what you ordered from them. So next year, you really liked a certain something, you know where to get it again. And so just saving the receipts is a huge one.
The receipts or the packets, too. I save the packets.
I save the packets, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've just made myself a spreadsheet, and I just put notes on that. So, I mean, everybody needs to come up with their own method.
Yeah, what works for you.
That works, but random chance and guessing are generally not useful. So, anyway, if you stored seeds through the winter and you want to see if they're still any good, you can do a seed burrito. Our growing season's so short, you don't want to waste time on seeds that don't sprout. So do a seed burrito test to check for the viability of last year's seeds. And we've talked about this in the past, but it's real easy. You just get a wet paper towel, lay it out flat, put like 10 seeds on it, wrap it up like a burrito. You know, so you fold the ends in and roll it up so the seeds stay moist. Put it in a plastic bag and mark on it what day you started the seed burrito and what it is, and then check your viability and, you know, in a few days, in a week, and maybe
see
a couple
if they sprouted
weeks.
And also see how vigorous they are.
Yeah, like last year I had beans that came up, and so I was happy with that, and I didn't test any further, and that's all they did. They came up, and they never grew.
Yeah.
So
it's always one of my concerns about using the seeds from last year. Once again, our season's so short, if they don't get a good start and jump right in there, you may end up with nothing.
You've lost a year in a lot of...
Yeah, a season without.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kate, when you and I were talking yesterday about seed orders and things, you were also mentioning that there's a lot of supplies that... are good to get. And as people are doing their seed orders, sometimes it's free if you go over a certain amount.
So yep, a lot of the catalogs will have either over $50, shipping's free or whatever. And so it's a good time if you know the extra things you're going to want. Like if this year you're going to try making some hoop houses, well, what are you going to use for plastic or what are you going to use for your clips? This year I was going to try solar mulch. That was one of the things they talked about last year at the gardening conference, a way to make your soil warmer for those plants that need a little bit more warmth. And so I was going to try that. And so it's a good time to think about it now and put it in with your order, because before you know it, when you put those seeds in, you're going to have things coming up pretty quick, and you're not going to have time to wait for those clips to come to move your things out to a high tunnel or whatever you're planning to do.
Yeah, all of that relaxed time of winter is about to end, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one is getting your seeds off to a good start. And so this would be time to think about, are you going to try using a light this year for getting your starts going? So we talked about, I have fantastic light, yet I use lights to get my starts going. Yeah. It's just not enough light that they'll be long and stringy, and a lot of times they just won't make it.
Right. And you start your seeds inside your house.
Oh, very much. Yes.
In a south-facing window?
Yes.
Yeah. So I know I've been out there when
you
had
that. Even
then,
I use lights with that, and that way they get a good 12 hours of light every day.
Yeah.
And my starts, it made a huge difference when I started using lights.
Yeah, yeah.
And once again, since we have to jump in with our plants and they need to be strong to start with, this would be a good way.
Yeah.
Have you started anything yet, Kate?
No, I haven't. I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks, and so I'm not going to be starting until probably the second week of March, which for flowering things is a good time. Okay. Most things that flower take a long time. And then other things I won't start until probably April. Cucumbers, they grow so fast. Squash, you do not want to start them more than 4 weeks before you can put them out.
That's, right. But it is time to start lupin, lobelia, pansies, some of the flowers, to get those.
Yeah, if you want them flowering in June, you got to start them now. They are very slow to go.
Yeah. And most everything else you want to start in the beginning of March or, you know, sometimes even later.
Yeah, depending on the vegetable, Well, tomatoes and peppers you want to start early.
Yeah. Yeah, peppers can be really slow. If you start things too early, they can get too leggy. Yeah. When you're doing your seed starting, what kind of things do you pay attention to, Kate?
Well, I like my seeds to start quickly. And so when I plant them, they go into their little containers, into one of those black trays, and I put one of those clear domes over top. And then I put my trays by my fire. The wood stove gets everything nice and warm, and usually they will germinate within 3 to 5 days.
Wow.
Because once again, you want to get a good start on those things.
And they don't dry out.
But no, that's why you put the dome over top of them, because if you don't put a dome on, you're right, they dry out too fast, and it's really hard to keep the little seeds moist.
Uh-huh.
If you don't put them by the fire and you put one of those domes over them, they stay cold and they will mold, and you won't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the dome plus heat is the trick, because it'll keep the seeds nice and moist, but they need to be warm. I also have used seed starting mats, particularly with flower seeds.
The mats. Okay.
Yeah, the mats that you put underneath your trays.
And those are electrically heated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the jumpstart mats. And I believe you can buy those in town at this point.
Yeah, you can. I saw some just the other day.
Okay. Yeah. And they're a real great way to get something started fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because some of those seeds, they will take 2-3 weeks to germinate. It's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's always important when you start your seeds to label what you planted and the date that you planted, so that you know when to abandon hope on that particular
batch. When to buy
new
seeds.
Yeah. you want to use fresh seed starting mix. I always use fresh because there's just too many visitors in the older soil, and you want to make sure that your pots are clean before you plant.
Yeah, and that means taking your little pots and putting them into bleachy water and actually scrubbing them out, which can take a while, depending how many starts you get going.
Yeah, yeah, so get those good and clean. And then here's a thought, read the directions on the package on how many to plant and how deep and, you know, all of those kinds of
things. Well, how deep
things.
And a lot of flower seeds, once again, some of them that you have to plant them, you just put them on the surface, but then they have to be in total darkness, which means then you're taking your seed tray and putting the whole thing into a black plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why a lot of seed starts don't start, is they have to have complete darkness.
Right. Right. Yeah. So read the directions. Yeah.
Yes.
Try a few new experiments each year. It's always fun to try some different things and talk to your friends and get ideas from them. And then we have the plant sale coming up in May again. So grow some extras to sell. It's also a great time to buy things that didn't work for you.
And do you have a date on that?
We're looking at Saturday, May, I think it's the 11th. Yeah, okay. 11th is tentatively the date on that. But stay tuned. We'll have more information about it. She's writing the notes down on her hand. Okay.
I won't lose it,
right? I always do this. For those of you wanting to grow for the plant sale, we generally have too many tomatoes every year, but we can always use more flowers, more squash, brassicas, perennials, flowers, herbs, that kind of thing. It'll be the day before Mother's Day. And so for those of you that are so artistically inclined, you might want to think about doing some nice hanging baskets to sell.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think there could be a really good market for that on that day. So anyway, it's time to get going and thinking about this. So Kate, what else would you want to add in here about what to do at this point or...
Just enjoy looking through the catalogs. I have so much fun just dog-earing pages and trying to figure out what this year's experiments are.
Uh-huh.
And that's what keeps gardening interesting, is always trying something new.
Yeah.
We all have failures, and that's okay. But every so often you hit on something that was a huge success, and Yeah.
And then it's there a lot you go. Of fun. Have you thought about an experiment for this year yet?
Oh, I have all sorts of experiments going. I'm going to try blackberries in my solarium building.
Wow.
See if I, because there's more and more varieties. It supposedly can go down to zone 4, and I think in a solarium it's about a zone 4. So we'll see if I can make that work.
You know, I grew blackberries outside one year. In front of my fence on the road. And it took about 3 years, but I finally got some berries. And when I finally got them, they were just hard. They were really pretty, really nice looking blackberries, because that's my favorite.
Yeah.
But they were hard.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, it was like 3 years in the making for a disappointing berry.
Okay.
But I never tried growing them under plastic, which is probably what they need.
Yeah, under some kind of protection. Because I had some 1 year, and they lasted about 2 years, and we had one of those very cold winters with no snow. And I lost them at that point.
Yeah, I lost mine too.
Yeah. Okay, so new experiments coming along here. Mm-hmm. And
have fun.
Yeah, yeah. So for past shows, go to KHNS.org, Garden Conversation, and take a listen. And again, the one 2 weeks ago, January 31st, had lots on seed starting, lots of good information there.
Mm-hmm. And you can also ask questions
and
on
you
that.
You can ask questions. Send us some questions. We're getting into that time, folks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So thank you. And
thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon.
Melissa and Kate for the Garden Conversation, heard every other Thursday morning here now on KHNS. Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you too.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock and you're tuned to your community radio station, KHNS, proudly serving the Upper Lynn Canal at 102.3 and 91.9 on your FM radio dial. Haines, Skagway, and Kluckwan.